never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans losing a seat as the special election to replace George Santos results in a Democratic victory in New York. Tom Suozzi winning back the 3rd Congressional District seat. ABC's Brittany Shepard.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, back from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
The House impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with that razor-thin majority. They say he hasn't enforced immigration laws at the border. In Austin, Texas, last night, a car crashed into the emergency room at a hospital. The driver was killed, 5 other people hurt, including 2 children. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kansas City today. Perfect weather for the Super Bowl victory parade. Up to 1 million fans could be there. This is ABC News. The search is underway in Turkey for 9 miners trapped after a collapse at a gold mine. The rescue effort dangerous because there's cyanide in the ground. Now to ABC's Alex Stone and the story of a sudden surge of strange 911 calls in Arizona.
911 emergency.
When the 911 calls started coming into police, it seemed unbelievable.
I think there's an alligator.
Alligators aren't found in Mesa, Arizona, but callers said there was a big one in the water at Riverview Park.
It's kind of just sitting there, but we were all fishing, and it's going around.
It turns out, yes, there is an alligator, but it's made of styrofoam, and it was put there along with a fake crocodile and 2 hippos by the city to give turtles in the pond a place to climb onto and sunbathe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And showing up in Central Oregon, the plague. Health officials say there is a case of bubonic plague, and it's likely the patient caught it from their cat. The plague is typically spread through flea bites and is treatable with antibiotics. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Republicans in the Assembly and Senate, joined by 1 Democrat in each chamber, passed legislative district maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers Tuesday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed confidence Republicans can still win if Evers signs the maps, as he promised to do last week. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine. Johnson was a no vote early Tuesday as the Senate passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson said the only way the Ukraine war can end is with a negotiated settlement. And some changes for the 50th American Birkebeiner cross-country ski events in Hayward. With the lack of snow in the region, organizers explained how the events will utilize a 10K course at the trailhead and cable and will scale back other events. Updates are available online at berkey.com/50. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Every little thing you do, that's when I love you. You gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. Love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Oh yeah.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin.
Somewhere greener, somewhere warmer up in the mountains.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Jody Messina and Heads Carolina, Tails California, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 20s across the region. We could see some rain changing to snow and some accumulating snow as well. We'll have details here coming up this hour with our ag weather forecast. We have our newsmaker segment as well. Luke Wall from National Pork Producers Council is in to talk about some of the federal issues affecting pork producers. Had a chance to talk with Luke during the Corn Soy Expo. Hey, next week on Thursday, look forward to seeing everyone, meeting up with a lot of folks during the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference. That's going on Thursday, February 22nd, Florian Gardens in Eau Claire, and that's being brought to you by Security Financial Bank. And we're looking forward to being at the conference. A lot of different topics going on. Just visit Security Financial Bank's website to register for that event. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with Mike North, who is with EverAg. Mike, tell us a little bit about the challenges we're facing with dairy on the demand side.
It's really twofold. The American consumer has faced the effects of inflation for the last 3 years that have curtailed some of their consumption. They're spending more dollars to get fewer goods, and result is we have less volume working its way through the system and ending up in their refrigerator. And the second of that, very similarly, the global consumer has taken a softer stance in the market. And you could highlight China as maybe one of the weakest buyers in the world marketplace right now, but it's seen elsewhere as well. Southeast Asian market has been soft. The Middle East, North African market has been hit and miss. And so consumption around the globe has, you know, depressed milk values as flows of product just aren't going where they had in the years prior.
I think one of your messages was volume, volume, volume.
Yeah, you know, dairy products are special in that they have a very short shelf life. You can't just keep them around indefinitely. They have to move. And if they don't move, they have a negative impact on price. And so that volume not going, whether it's domestically or globally, to its final destination hurts us.
And one of the only bright spots we see right now is butterfat. Producers are really looking to make more butterfat because that is a profitable area for them.
Oh, you're seeing that in values as butter prices wholesale are approaching $3, as we have genuine shortage, if you will, of production around butter and fat products as more and more of this milk is finding its way to the cheese vat. And so, we've kept inventories down, which naturally gives a little bit of a price boost to butter.
And you had a very strong message to dairy producers to get to their FSA office as soon as possible.
Yeah, around the dairy margin coverage. It's a tool that, oddly enough, is not used by all dairymen in the country, but should be. It's a very affordable, very effective tool to cover margin, especially on production up to 5 million pounds annually. And that first tier of coverage is literally the best value you can get for your money, and something we tell every one of our clients to go sign up for.
A quick little thumbnail sketch of EverAg. It's a growing company, and you're doing a great job out there. Tell us a little bit about EverAg.
Yeah, so I work in what we call our financial services group, and the financial services group specializes in helping farmers and really anyone that's connected from the farm all the way out to the consumer to the supply chain that has commodity price risk exposure. Mm-hmm. We work with dairymen. We work with cattlemen. We work with grain producers. We work with feed mills. We work with processors, retailers, and you name it. Anybody that has exposure to the ups and downs of a marketplace, we touch inside of our financial services group. And that was a group that essentially started and grown by myself and two of my partners and goes back to the beginning of dairy markets in the early to mid-90s. That company joined forces with Dairy.com in 2021, which had a very strong tech presence throughout the whole of agriculture. Even though it was called Dairy.com, they had technologies and software offerings that spanned outside of dairy to, you know, food and liquid beverage and energy and livestock. And ultimately, they just took our name that we started on the financial services side and elevated it over the whole company. And today, you know, we look at what we offer as a digital supply chain offering, where we have technology that supports what's happening on the farm, technology that supports what's happening in all the hands that touch product thereafter, and again, all the way to the retailer. And the whole goal of this is to be able to string together all of that important information and data that's so essential to managing our businesses, and to be able to tell the story of agriculture from one end to the other with full transparency and be able to back it up with hard fact.
Also, you really have a great newsletter that's chock full of information and easy to read.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find a lot of our information right at insights.ever.ag. And lots of different newsletters and podcasts and videos. However you like to consume information, you can find it there.
Give us that web address just one more time.
insights.ever.ag.
Mike North with EverAg, thanks for being with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Looking at my life through the eyes of a young girl, growing older all the time. Maybe just a little wiser, I can clearly see all my mistakes keep coming back to visit me, pointing out the roads not taken. So much I'd like to change, but one thing I do the same. I choose you again, I choose you again. If God gave
want you anytime you want to. You're burning me alive. I can't deny you, even when I catch you, even a weak alibi. 'Cause when the night falls, you make me forget your love is killing me, and it ain't over yet. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one could love me like, no one.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Winona and No One Else on Earth here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 31 now in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 3 to 17.46, April up 1 to 17.68, May down 7 to 17.85. June steady at 18.22. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up a half to 160, 40-pound blocks steady at 158.5. One trade a barrel, three trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 271.25, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 3/4 to 119.25, 8 trades. And dry whey steady at 52, no trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are called mixed today. The cattle complex could not find solid support yesterday, opening lower and remaining lower. It appears a retracement may be taking place to correct an overbought market. Hog futures, again, are expected to be mixed. Traders are uncertain about demand due to cutout weakness. February live cattle opens the day at 183.75, April 185.10, June 182.55. March feeder cattle open at 248, April 251.75, and May at 255.45. February hogs open at 74.22, April 81.07, and May at 85.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as the grains continue to test recent lows, and that's extended some of the sell-off in the grain markets. South American harvest pressure also pressuring prices again this morning, along with that positive South American weather forecast. Meanwhile, some of the outside markets are also pressuring some of the wheat contracts as well. March corn down 2 to 428.75. May down 2.25 to 441. July down 2 to 450.5. New crop down 1.75 this morning to 468. March and May beans down 7.25. March at 1179. May 1184.5. July down 7 at 1194.5. And new crop down 4.75 to 1160.5. March soybean meal down $1.50 to $3.43.30. March soybean oil down 4 cents to 47.26. Chicago wheat marched down 14 to 583.5. May down 12.25 to 584.75. Minneapolis wheat marched down 8.25 to 663.5. May down 9.25 to 663.5. Energy markets this morning: March crude oil up 12 cents to 77.99. April up 11 cents to 77.67. And March gas set now steady at 239. April also steady at 261. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand: cash corn 364, March 367, April 369, new crop at 415. Cash beans 1096, March 1101, April 1102, new crop 1080. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn 385 and three quarters, March 388 and three quarters, April 399 and a quarter, new crop 414 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn at 396, March 393, April 407, new crop 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn 372, March 375, new crop 414. Cash beans 1106, March 1109, new crop 1090. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn 376, new crop 415. Cash beans 1101, new crop at 1080. Red Wing Grains: cash corn 405, April 415, May 417, new crop 419. Cash beans 1137, April 1162, May 1164, new crop 1110. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 373, new crop 414. Cash beans 1111, new crop at 1090. At Equity Co-op Cattle Markets: beef fed cattle 150 to 179, Holstein fed cattle 125 to 159, market cows 75 to 115, bulls 108 to 133, calves 190 to 830, beef steers 157 to 250, Holstein steers 75 to 205. Sheep markets: at Equity, ewes 105 and down, rams 240 and down. Goat markets: does 120 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 170 to 178, finished beef heifers 170 to 182, finished dairy steers 150 to 158.50, market cows 80 to 105, market bulls 115 to 124. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well,
swayed by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights, maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. It's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by sign. Little old places always share the grand design. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Mama knows the highway, yeah, yeah,
too bad, she said. I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's chair, been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet, squeezing scouts and PTA, and there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my
like charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom, well, pampers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day. Before I fall in bed tonight, if the dog didn't eat the classifieds, I'm gonna look just one more time. 'Cause pampers melt in a Maytag dryer, crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 18th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr. Mom.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Let me tell you about a song that I feel explains itself. It's called Daddy Frank the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. Pickup bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and Mama needed someone she could lean on. And I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. And we were at the Corn Soy Expo recently, and thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Alcivia Co-op, Anubis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Along with the Corn Soy Expo, of course, the Wisconsin Pork Producers are meeting as well in conjunction with the Corn Soy Expo. I'm with Luke Wall with the National Pork Producers Council. He's in charge of member services for Wisconsin farmers, and we're going to talk about some of those things going on with some of those services. And Luke, thanks for joining us. Well, tell us about some of the services you work on for Wisconsin pork producers.
Sure. With the National Pork Producers Council, we're always fighting for common sense legislation in Washington, D.C. and at the state level, and protecting the farmers and pork producers' freedom to operate. So, you know, that goes all the way from trade to labor to Prop 12 and the farm bill right now that we're working for a resolution. So it's really all encompassing for the pork producer in terms of the legislation side.
And there are some services here in Wisconsin that Wisconsin pork producers should be looking at. The traceability one is something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, traceability standards came up 2 years ago. We developed a task force to get together and really think about all the different aspects of pig movement if we have in the face of foreign animal disease. And that's something that we're trying to prevent, but preparedness is very important as well in case something happens, so we can get back to maybe a more normal if an outbreak does occur. So we put together a task force of producers, large and small, and just thought of every idea in terms of pig movement, where they're going to end up in the countryside, where their movement maybe from a sow farm to a finisher, things of that nature, as they maybe leave a finisher, go to a facility to be slaughtered. So we've put some standards together. They will be brought forward for a vote at Pork Forum, which will be held in Chicago this year in March. And that's where the delegates will get together and decide if those were passed. But we've really had a great task force put those together, all-encompassing in terms of movement of livestock. And it will be necessary to have in the face of a foreign animal disease if that were ever to occur.
Now, you know, in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, so all of anybody that has any type of livestock, even if they have private chickens at their house in town, they have to be their premises registered. So this traceability, will it be able to work in conjunction with something like the state of Wisconsin has?
So this traceability, I think there's still some things to be ironed out in terms of exactly what they're going to work with, but there will be a database that we'll use in terms of recording your movement, whether that's a group ID, premise ID numbers, and where those animals are moved to. But there will be a database still, I think, working out some of those individual states and different measures that other areas have done to track this, and I think it'll be a good system to use when it gets implemented, or if it does get implemented.
Talking with Luke Wall with the National Pork Producers Council, I had a chance to talk with him during the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo. Is that the biggest challenge? Wisconsin might have something that's different than Iowa, that might be different than Minnesota, and all three states are going to have pig movement among each other.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the biggest challenge, but it is certainly a unique aspect to it, as a lot of Wisconsin pigs will be moved to other states and vice versa. So I think just having a all-encompassing plan is very important. Challenge, I wouldn't think it maybe not necessarily a challenge, but something that we have to think about all different aspects of movement as they cross state lines.
And if pork producers want to find out more, is there a place they can read up about some of these suggestions that are going to be voted on in Pork Forum?
Absolutely. National Pork Producers Council website will have all the traceability standards. I encourage all producers to review those standards. If you do have some questions, concerns, comments on them, feel free to reach out to your representative, myself, or anybody in National Pork Producers Council, and we'd be happy to listen to your input. So National Pork Producers Council will be a great way to find that information and read those standards.
That's Luke Wall with the National Pork Producers Council. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. After a mild start to the day, snow is on the way in our ag weather forecast. Now, most locations could see 2 to 5 inches. Temperatures will remain cool over the next couple of days, but then warm air returns next week, which will start to melt away the snow. Winds will be light throughout the next week as well, meaning there'll also be low fire weather concerns. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of rain mixing with snow this afternoon, 50% chance, highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, southwest winds at 5 to 9 shifting to the west. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, winter weather advisory in effect, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and lows from 19 to 24. Relative humidities, 95 to 100%, north winds at 10 to 15. Anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation will be expected. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, northwest winds at 13 to 18. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs once again, 35 to 40.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I know
several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dogs.